When Corrine Brown wanted money for personal expenses, she got it. That's what prosecutors want the jury to believe. In his closing argument, Eric Olshan painted Brown as an expert fundraiser and a megalomaniac with expensive tastes. Olshan rehashed how Brown inflated her charitable giving on tax returns, failed to disclose extra income, and that nearly $40,000 made it from one door to her account, and more than $330,000 from the fake charity paid for 9 special events for the Congresswoman. Outside the courthouse Monday, Brown's defense lawyer James Smith said her fate is now in the hands of 12 jurors.
Stan has been an incredibly stressful 3 weeks for her, and we're just going to go now and try to enjoy some lunch. You know, she can't make any comments, so I'd ask that you just let her gum pass so she can have lunch.
Smith used his closing argument to paint an entirely different picture of the 12-term representative. She was an aging public servant who put too much trust in her chief of staff, Ronnie Simmons. Smith told the jury it was Simmons, who had an admitted history of lying and cheating, who masterminded the grift. To convict, the jury must reach unanimous verdicts on 22 individual charges. They are considering hundreds of pages of evidence. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.